Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for us because we get to speak about some of the greatest leaders in American history. They may be people who in the eyes of some are suspect right now. People like Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and James Monroe and, yes, George Washington. But they were from Virginia. They all grew up in slave-owning families, but all had negative feelings about the institution of slavery. There's a new book about that Virginia dynasty, as it's called, and it's by Lynn Cheney, who is the former second lady of the land. She spent 8 years in that position, living in the Naval Observatory with her husband, Dick Cheney. And Lynn Cheney, Dr. Cheney, is a wonderful historian. And maybe she can look back at some of the history about her husband's two participations in vice presidential debates. He debated both Joe Lieberman, and then he debated John Edwards. And he did very well in both those debates. What's the secret for Mike Pence to keep in mind if he is debating, and he will be almost certainly on Wednesday, Kamala Harris will be speaking with Lynn Cheney coming up on the Medved Show. First up, I got an email that came in from Cecile in Scottsdale, Arizona. And she said, please give me the words to use with people who wish the president dead. To say their comments are beneath them is lame. Suggesting empathy, respect, and human decency falls on deaf ears. Help me articulate how really awful it is to wish ill on someone who is ill. Thank you. What I would try with those folks is asking how they felt when they saw the news stories about the two Antifa Black Lives Matter demonstrators who were killed, shot dead, by a 17-year-old named Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And how did they feel about the Patriots Prayer volunteer who was shot dead on the streets of Portland by somebody else on the other side? Because you were on the left side of things, presumably some of these people are. Did you feel good about a member of Patriots Prayer, which is a right-wing organization, being killed, murdered on the streets of Portland, Oregon? Do you think it would be appropriate for people on the right to say, yeah, oh, good, these Antifa demonstrators, they were shot in the head, one of them in the face. And so they died during this conflict. No, of course you don't. And it's been sickening, frankly, watching some of the violence and the destruction and the stupidity. There's another riot Saturday night in Seattle. Painting graffiti, smashing windows, trashing property, battling police, trying to set things on fire. Okay. This is a sickness. It's a disease. And if you feel it, an outbreak in yourself, you have to find an antidote. And I would put it in that context. In other words, you may like President Trump dislike President Trump enormously. You may like him enormously. But the idea that you want your opponent dead is un-American. And it is exactly what threatens our democracy. Look, we're all coming up to a vote. And one of the things that I believe President Trump has been doing to hurt his own standing and to drive him a little bit further behind Joe Biden, according to recent polling, has been to question the legitimacy of the election. It's irresponsible. It's wildly irresponsible. And this a very good email, it seems to me, shows that to be very clear. Bill O'Reilly posted this. He says, if you feel glad that Donald and Melania Trump are ill, then you have a sickness too. And while most recover from COVID, the disease of enjoying the suffering of others is rarely defeated. That disease is called evil. I do believe it is wrong. Evil might be too strong a word. But it is wrong to celebrate the suffering of political leaders that you disagree with. To celebrate their defeat, fine. To celebrate their embarrassment, and political leaders embarrass themselves all the time, fine, sure. To make fun of them, okay, fine. There's successful ways of doing that and unsuccessful ways of doing that. I think Saturday Night Live over the weekend use some of the less successful means of making fun, primarily of President Trump. But the idea of the American system and what works so well for our republic is that if you dislike a leader, you vote him the heck out of office. And if you fail in doing that, then that's an indication that a majority of your fellow citizens don't agree with you. And I know someone can say, well, but a majority of fellow citizens didn't support President Trump. He only got 46% of the vote. Yeah, but he got more electoral votes, which is the way we do it in our country, than anybody else. Will he do that again, lose the popular vote, and still do well in the Electoral College? There are two new polls from New York Times and Siena College, and they were taken after the first debate, right after the first debate, and they were taken of Florida and Pennsylvania. Now, if President Trump carried both Florida and Pennsylvania last time, if he loses those two states this time, he will not be president. There's no possible way for him to accumulate the electoral votes, even if he ends up winning in Michigan and Wisconsin and Ohio and Iowa and Arizona. If he loses Florida and Pennsylvania, it's curtains for Donald Trump. And right now, President Trump has some catching up to do. The polls show, there are two new polls in Pennsylvania, both show Trump 7 points behind, with a small number of undecideds. And that's a CBS News YouGov poll and a New York Times Siena College poll. And then there's this New York Times Siena College poll of Florida, which showed Biden 5 points ahead, and a CBS News YouGov poll of Ohio that show Biden and Trump tied at 47%. Now, Ohio's a state that Trump carried overwhelmingly last time with 8.5%. There are other worrisome results within these polls that show that Trump has some work to do. And what the polls suggest, particularly the ones in Florida and Pennsylvania, aside from the national poll that shows there's a brand new Wall Street Journal, NBC national poll that shows Biden 14 points ahead nationwide. Now, of course, the election isn't conducted nationwide. Hillary Clinton was 2 points ahead nationwide last time, but she lost the Electoral College. However, if it's anything like 14 points, if it's more than 5 points that Biden is ahead, or if Trump is ahead, there's no way you make up that kind of gap with targeting specific Electoral College states. One of the things that's fascinating is they ask people how many people have their minds changed by the debate? And how did their minds change? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking with Lynn Cheney about lessons from our founders. Coming up, as you know, our friend Mike...
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, the question of polling, I get responses like this whenever we talk about polls, which don't indicate how the election is going to end. It's a snapshot. It indicates where you're moving between. So it's It's very difficult to find any other means of telling how you're doing. You can say, well, how you feel about an election, and you may be very enthusiastic for one side or another. But the polling does give you a fairly important snapshot, it seems to me, especially when you take a look at the average of polls, because there are always outliers. What is an outlier? An outlier is a poll which, for whatever reason, they selected a skewed sample. They selected a group of people who did not represent the real feelings of Americans, or there could be a question of what people call shy Trumpers, people who are afraid to say that they support President Trump. And one of the things, and I got involved in a conversation about this morning, is you can go back to October of 2016, just about this same time of year. And there was a headline about an NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Headline says, Clinton leads Trump by 11 points in NBC Wall Street Journal poll. And, yep, sure enough, that's there. You can look it up. It's pretty appalling. But here is the truth about that poll. That poll was an outlier in 2016. In other words, I'm looking right in front of my computer screen. And by the way, there's a good, useful piece in Wikipedia that gives you a whole list of the national polls that were taken in 2016. In October of 2016, generally, the polls were very close, as the election was. I remember Hillary Clinton won by 2 percentage points. And if you look at the other October polls, well, there was one from the Los Angeles Times, which is a very liberal newspaper, showed Trump ahead in October by 6 points nationally. He actually lost by 2, so they were way off. There's another one that shows Clinton ahead by 1 point, another one that shows Clinton ahead by 3 points. There was nothing like that outlier poll that showed Hillary ahead by 11 points. The most she was ahead in any other poll was by 6. Whereas right now, and the polling, if you want to look at it, and it's fascinating because they do averages on the Real Clear Politics. The average right now shows Biden ahead nationwide by 8.2 points. Whereas in October last time, Hillary was ahead by about 3 points. And in fact, that's it seems to me, an indication that the polling is serious. Nobody wants to do a dishonest poll. That's why, do you know what polls have been most pro Biden for any polls consistently state by state? Fox News. No, really. And I don't think anybody who watches Fox during the day, or certainly not in the evenings where they have their opinion shows, nobody who watches Fox believes that they are deeply pro-Biden. MSNBC is a different story. And just an outrageous statement. And again, it's the kind of thing that's going to drive voters away from Biden and to Donald Trump. Rick Tyler, and this is clip 5, Jeremy, who is a political analyst at MSNBC, compares President Trump, who's going home from the hospital, and everybody should celebrate that, just as Wall Street did. It's a great thing that the president is not going to be facing some kind of long, torturous illness or death. Thank God. Okay? That would be a terrible thing to happen in the middle of an election or at any time. You don't want people, even though you may disagree with them, to die. But Rick Tyler, the analyst over at MSNBC, refuses to express any sympathy for President Trump and his family at all. Listen.
I don't have that kind of sympathy. I wish I did, Rev, that you had. Because I look at this as a drunk driver who injured himself in a wreck and killed the oncoming sober driver. Donald Trump has injured himself and injured, and 200,000 people, other drivers, have died due to the coronavirus. So I don't have sympathy for Donald Trump.
Okay. To say no sympathy for a president of the United States, and the comparison to a drunk driver, drunk driving is a crime, and the consequences are very predictable. And you can say that the consequences of President Trump's inconsistency on the coronavirus, that's also predictable. But it's not a decent comparison, and it really doesn't help. John Lehmeyer of Associated Press is also talking about the maximum danger that we face right now with the president's medical crisis. This is clip number four. Listen,
you obviously have the president relentlessly being positive and putting out these videos and just now saying he understands how serious COVID is. But you have a team of doctors that in now consecutive days has given briefings to the American public, which have provided contradictory answers. They've evaded questions and they've sidestepped legitimate inquiries about how the president is doing. The health, not of a private citizen, but of the president of the United States, the commander in chief, updates. Indeed, that don't just shape the last month of the presidential campaign, but where the United States stands globally. Certainly, right now, our adversaries are watching what is happening here very closely. If there ever was a moment for a rogue nation to try something at the United States' expense, this is that moment. And right in the contradictory messages from the White House just adds to the confusion, it adds to the chaos, and it adds to the national security risk.
Okay, is there a national security risk with the president going back to the White House? Of course, there's always a national security risk. And we should also remember that President Trump's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, was diagnosed with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 himself. He is fully recovered. He is on the job. The defense secretary, Mike Esper, is on the job. And the vice president is on the job. He actually is out there campaigning in what is called Operation MAGA to make up for the fact that the president cannot really hit the campaign trail, not for a while. And I don't think even virtually for a while, maybe a couple of days, who knows how long. So with Mike Pence out there, how should he be preparing? How should he be handling the vice presidential debate coming up Wednesday? We'll talking about that with a former second lady, Lynn Cheney, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
Country and culture are...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump says he's heading back to the White House. In a tweet, the president said he'd be leaving Walter Reed Medical Center at 6:30 Monday evening, adding that he was feeling, quote, really good. White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly told reporters the president's condition has improved.
It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal.
While the president is not entirely out of the woods yet, Connolly says he supports him returning to the White House. President Trump had been at Walter Reed since Friday evening after announcing his positive coronavirus test earlier that day. While the president prepares to return to the White House, his press secretary has moved into quarantine. Kayleigh McEnany announcing on Twitter Monday that she had also tested positive for the coronavirus. Two of her deputies tested positive for the disease as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's a privilege to speak to Lynn Cheney, who is a wonderful writer and a distinguished historian, who has her doctorate in history from the University of Wisconsin, I believe, and is also somewhat well known, not just for being a former head of the National Endowment for the Humanities, but for being the wife of the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Also, you've got to be proud of your daughter, Liz, who's the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. Have I got that right?
Yes, exactly. And we are very proud of her and her other daughter, Mary, as well.
Yeah, good for you. And again, I've known the Cheneys for many years. And what an outstanding American family. Before we get to your wonderful new book, it's so readable. It's literally one of those history books that people will read with the eagerness with which they read fine novels. Before we get to the Virginia dynasty, it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Big event this week with a vice presidential debate. I fondly remember your husband, Dick, debating Joe Lieberman in 2000 and then debating John Edwards in 2004. Both debates, most people concede that Dick won. What would be your advice to Mike Pence to repeat that kind of achievement?
Well, you have to work really hard. You know, you have to practice. And then Dick's recipe was to go fishing the day before the debate. And it don't work, I'll tell you that. He just relaxed him and let all of those thoughts and ideas and policies sink in.
Wasn't his Secret Service name Angler?
Yes, that's right. So I'm always amused to find out that George Washington would go fishing whenever he got a chance. He went while he was attending the Constitutional Convention, in fact.
Right, and there's some pretty good fishing in those days, not near Philadelphia. In your book, you take a look at four of our first five presidents. And by the way, three of whom died on the 4th of July, because people know that... Yeah, well, again, three of our first five presidents died on the 4th of July. Adams, who was not from Virginia, but Jefferson and Monroe died on the 4th of July as well. Let me ask you for just a moment about James Monroe, because the other three people know a little bit about James Madison, the father of the Constitution. They certainly know about Jefferson and Washington. These were all fairly serious intellectual guys. James Monroe, not so much, but he was a wildly successful president, no?
Very much so. It's also interesting. He and Washington, I classified as warriors because they both fought in the Revolution. And Monroe was seriously wounded at the Battle of Trenton. So I think both of those men were less intellectual than the other two were. In Monroe's case, he also had a reputation for being just, you know, a step behind. And one of his friends said he has a mind neither rapid nor rich. But he went on to say that he had such persistence and judgment that he certainly made up the deficit. I think that it was that persistence, that judgment, and the willingness to listen to other people that made him a successful president.
Okay, one of the mysteries that your book takes a look at is how is it that four giants like Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe all lived within a 60-mile radius of each other, and how could such liberty-loving giants die, and they all did die, as slave owners?
Well, those are two really different questions, except that living where they did... people who had what were called farms had slaves. It was the economic package that they had all been handed at birth. They hated slavery. All of them spoke against it. Jefferson called it a sin against God. But they couldn't, though Jefferson and Madison in particular tried as young men to, one, find another way of life, or to end slavery because they thought the time was right, but they weren't successful in their efforts. And then along came this amazing opportunity. They had all studied, this gets to your first question, they had all studied the Enlightenment in schools. Virginia had wonderful education for the sons of the elite. And they all had distinguished schoolmasters from Scotland who taught them about the Enlightenment ideals, reason and justice and liberty. And then, having studied this, they found themselves in this place where there was a revolution and where there was an opportunity to build a country based on these ideals. And they did. Now, it was a great contradiction to the fact that they were slaveholders, but think how fortunate we are when they decided they would just go ahead and build this country that was better than their own, that would serve the cause of justice better than their own. It is a sad fact that they were slaveholders. It is a good thing that national monuments and now, I'm thinking especially of Montpelier and Monticello, these national monuments, Mount Vernon too, now tell the story of slavery. When you go to one of these places, you learn about the life of people who were enslaved, and you learn about the contributions that they made. It's we're becoming more alert and aware of the place of slavery in the American story.
Well, without question, and in your book, The Virginia Dynasty, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, you make the undeniable point that liberators like both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass took inspiration from members of the Virginia dynasty. Briefly, Lynn Cheney, what's the inspiration we should take from these four greats?
Well, I'm worried that we have begun to throw the statues in the river on the account of their having held slaves. And we need to renew our understanding and appreciation of the inspiration that they provided for a freer world. That's what I think of as the civic glue that holds us together. And I am deeply concerned as I read the news that we're losing that. So, you know, I hope I can make a little contribution by talking about the amazing things they achieved.
Well, again, people can be amazed all over again. Whether you've studied this history before or whether it's completely new to you, you will be excited, satisfied, and inspired by the Virginia dynasty, the subtitle, Four Presidents and the Creation of the American Nation. You'll be watching the vice presidential debate on Wednesday, do you think, Dr. Cheney?
Oh, my gosh. That's like a two-bowl popcorn evening.
Well, let's hope it doesn't give us any indigestion like other debates that we've had might. Greatly appreciate your joining us on the show. The book, again, is called The Virginia Dynasty. It is a group biography of the complicated relationships, too, between and among Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and President number 5, James Monroe. We will be right back with continuing controversy about the president's illness and what it means. Coming up on The Medved Show.
Great show. I listen to you every day.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Like today, where the Dow Jones Industrial Averages rise 465 points. Really very, very impressive day on the Dow. It's easy to think about investments. And if you have ever wanted to get in on the ground floor for some of the truly exciting high-tech companies in the world, particularly high-tech companies based in Israel, check out our crowd. It's posted at our website. This is my brother's company, and it's one that has been flourishing for more than a decade. And it's a remarkable assemblage of expert opinion and business know-how. And if you take a look at some of the R crowd companies that you can invest in at a very early stage, they've ended up returning phenomenally on the investment because they're sold to bigger companies like Google and Nike and many others. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Our crowd will be delighted to send you completely free information so that you can become a more informed investor. Even if you don't invest with them, the information costs you nothing. Go to our crowd at michaelmedved.com, sign up, and you will be very glad and gratified that you did. Our crowd at michaelmedved.com. On Saturday, with the president having gone to the hospital on Friday evening, as people know, he did a four-minute pre-taped video from Walter Reed Hospital. And some of the speculation about the video has now been basically made moot because the president is better. The physicians today in their little press conference actually gave numbers for his temperature and various measures, his oxygen level, which was 97, I believe, at the time that he is going home from the hospital, which is about an hour from now, hour and a half from now. But the president speaking on Saturday looked didn't look as robust as he has in his more recent video. And he was trying to reassure the public in America, voters in America, and the world that he was doing fine. This is 6A, Jeremy. He was, began with some appropriate praise to the military doctors at the Walter Reed Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. Listen.
I want to begin by thanking all of the incredible medical professionals, the doctors, the nurses, everybody at Walter Reed Medical Center. I think it's the finest in the world, for the incredible job they've been doing. I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back because we still have to make America great again. We've done an awfully good job of that, but we still have steps to go, and we have to finish that job. And I'll be back. I think I'll be back soon. And I look forward to finishing up the campaign the way it was started and the way we've been doing, and the kind of numbers that we've been doing. We've been so proud of it. But this was something that happened, and it's happened to millions of people all over the world, and I'm fighting for them, not just in the U.S. I'm fighting for them all over the world. We're going to beat this coronavirus, or whatever you want to call it, and we're going to beat it soundly.
By the way, you'll notice he called it a coronavirus. He didn't call it a China virus this time. That's good. He also indicates he did not want to stay cooped up at the White House. Listen.
I had no choice because I just didn't want to stay in the White House. I was given that alternative. Stay in the White House, lock yourself in, don't ever leave, don't even go to the Oval Office. Just stay upstairs and enjoy it. Don't see people, don't talk to people, and just be done with it. And I can't do that. I had to be out front. And this is America. This is the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. This is the most powerful country in the world. I can't be locked up in a room upstairs and totally safe and just say, hey, whatever happens, happens. I can't do that. We have to confront problems. As a leader, you have to confront problems. There's never been a great leader that would have done that. So that's where it is. I'm doing well. I want to thank everybody.
Okay, of course, he does not consider Woodrow Wilson a great leader. I think there are many historians who don't and shouldn't. But Woodrow Wilson did exactly what the president is talking about here. He shut himself up in a closed room with the curtains drawn. Nobody in the country really knew how desperately ill he was. He could not talk normally. He couldn't write normally. He had suffered a devastating stroke. And they did not have the medical care, obviously, in 1919 that they have today. It's also possible, they now believe, that Woodrow Wilson, when he was in Paris, had suffered from the Spanish flu that killed 670,000 Americans back then. The president's final statement was about Melania. This is the president talking about the First Lady. Listen.
Our First Lady is doing very well. Melania asked me to say something as to the respect that she has for our country, the love that she has for our country. And we're both doing well. Melania is really handling it very nicely. As you've probably read, she's slightly younger than me, just a little tiny bit. And therefore, just we know the disease, we know the situation with age versus younger people. And Melania is handling it statistically like it's supposed to be handled. And that makes me very happy, and it makes the country very happy. But I'm also doing well, and I think we're going to have a very good result. Again, over the next few days, we're going to probably know for sure. So I just want to thank everybody out there, everybody, all over the world, specifically the United States. The outpouring of love has been incredible. I will never forget. Thank you very much.
Okay, this clearly wasn't scripted. By the way, that's a little bit of Trumpian humor about Melania being just a tiny bit younger than him. It's 24-year age difference. But look, when you're listening to President Trump, compare that to the angry voice of Chuck Schumer. He did a press conference in New York yesterday outside and attacked Mitch McConnell. Listen, this is clip 8.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID, even though he has said it's not safe for the Senate to meet in session, but it's okay to have the hearings. It makes no sense. If it's not safe for the Senate to meet in session, it's not safe for the hearings to go forward. And the idea of having virtual hearings where no one is with the witness for the highest court in the land for a life appointment that would have such effect on people's lives makes no sense. A virtual hearing is virtually no hearing at all. You need to be with the witness and have direct cross questions and back and forth with them.
Okay, it's ridiculous. Why can't you have direct back and forth? I mean, people have gotten used to talking on the phone. They've gotten used to talking on FaceTime, on using Zoom. What is the problem with doing a virtual hearing? The hypocrisy here is enormous because the Democrats who maintain that why in the world would anyone want to delay Merrick Garland now can see no reason at all why President Trump, with Republican control of the Senate, would want to rush forward and speed through, as long as that Republican control lasts and as long as he is president, the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. I don't understand any philosophical point that is advanced or any governmental point, any deeper point that is advanced by somehow delaying this until after the election. Now, they say, well, what about the McConnell rule? He wanted to wait till the next election. He always made it clear that the reason he wanted to wait till the next election is because the Republicans did control the U.S. Senate and controlled the agenda, as they do now. And I, for one, think it will be a good moment for the country, with a sense of relief and maybe coming together, when they get to know, when we all get to know Judge Barrett better, and can come together in congratulating her in being a worthy addition to the highest court in the land. Coming up, attempts at comedy about our current situation. Some successful, others not so much. And the UN speaks out on a surprisingly trivial issue. We will cover it all in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.